talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
All right, it's a Getaway Friday, Friday, March the 13th, 2026. Friday the 13th, Riskadecaphobia Day. We got shows tonight here on the station, 8:15 until 10 p.m., and then Matt's on tonight, 10:15 to 11. What's on the show tonight, Matt?
On my show tonight, I'm probably going to go back to talking a little bit about football there. The free agency hasn't started. The free agency has started. There have been all kinds of free agent signings. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yes, we're going to be talking about the free agent signings. There's been a lot of big news there, so we're going to talk about that and potentially some about the war with Iran.
You had a big blowout last Friday night. You and the pastor just
it was what it sounded like.
I listened to a little bit of it.
I thought it was good. I enjoyed it.
Well, you gotta talk. You guys cannot talk at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, we got tickets to Kiwanis Pancake Day, which is tomorrow. And I guess our person did not show up. Who knows? Maybe she'll show up before it's over.
Mayhaps.
She's iffy, though. She's an iffy person. God only knows. All right, what's the topic?
Name a reason people cry.
Name a reason people cry. 740-383-9944. Name a reason people cry other than listening to this show. That could be a big one. You think?
I don't know why. I think it's fine. I don't know. If anything, you're crying out of...
laughter.
Yeah, like joy.
Yeah, to cry for joy. Name a reason people laugh. No, that's not it. What is it?
Name a reason people cry.
It's been 5 hours. Give me a break. Name a reason people cry, and there are five big answers, right?
Yes.
All right. 740-383-9944. And then we'll do our big drawing for the tickets to Kiwanis Pancake Day. And by the way, takeout is available, as they say. Takeout is available. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There you go.
Well, that's good.
Name a reason people cry. As opposed to people laughing and cheering and all that sort of thing.
Yes. I want to go to a comedy show again. Comedy is good.
What was the last comedy show you were at?
The one we went to.
Oh, with Mike Larson and the whole gang.
That
was interesting.
That was good.
I thought he was good.
Yes.
Very professional comedian. Worked on a lot of comedy shows.
Yes, many.
Many. He had a good time. He had a good sense of humor. Good timing.
Well, I think that's, you know, most of the job of a comedian.
Well, I think so, but, you know, you never know. Some of them have a little off timing, as it were. Go ahead, caller.
How about a death?
A death?
No death.
Hey, what do you make of what's going on in Iran?
Oh, I think it's quagmire. It was just a diversion from the Epstein files, and now he's got us into a quagmire. He thought he would bomb Ram, you know, once, and then you know, all be over. But we're going to be there for a while. You know, they're going to fight to the death.
It's their country,
and I hope people's ready for some high gas prices.
Well,
you know what the thing about it is? They say we make enough oil. But see, we have light crude, and they have heavy crude. We do not have any processing plants or refineries to do our own oil. We sell that oil to other countries that has those refineries to refine that. We don't have refineries to do our own oil unless it comes from Alaska or overseas. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I'll tell you, that puts us in a quagmire, and with the Ayatollah's son in charge, that's not going to be good.
No, and hopefully they follow through on their threat. They said they're going to assassinate Trump.
No, I don't.
He took out theirs. I'm looking forward to it any day now.
No, you don't want to say that.
Why?
Because I think that's something you shouldn't say about the president.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just saying I can't wait until he keels over or they do
it.
The day I wake up and hear that, it's going to be the greatest day in the world.
Well, I don't know that the Trump people would find that good.
Oh, I know. The Trump people, they'd be wanting to hang me in, you know, and cut my head off or something, you know. Well, I guess if you hung yourself and cut your head off.
Make life easier when they hung you, though, if you had no head. Speed the process up.
So, you know, he's got us into a pickle, I tell you.
There you go.
I don't know how much more people's going to take from, you know, from that regime, but just looks like they can do damn near anything. You know,
wait until
he shoots somebody with his own gun or something. It'll be a personal collar, probably.
And what's going on in Cuba?
Oh, that's next. He wants them, you know, bomb Cuba and invade Cuba.
Well, they say we're in peace negotiations with them.
Why? We're not in a war with them yet, are we?
Well, I don't know, but I think it's to have some kind of trade deal.
Oh, but see, that thing in Iran, that's not really a war. That's an excursion or whatever.
I don't know. I've heard him say war.
Well, he says war, and he says excursion both.
So, I don't know.
To me, I think it's, you got to pick one or the other, but our dumb president that doesn't know planes was invented in the early 1900s instead of 1770s, you know, isn't our genius.
Well, maybe he was having enough.
He's so smart.
Well, he's got his own little thing going on there, I guess. How about Vivek Ramaswamy, Amy Acton? How are you feeling about that as we get ever so close?
Oh, I'm feeling good about Amy Acton. I just don't think people's going to want to vote for that Ramaswamy or whoever he is. Especially now we're in this Iran conflict, because a foreign name like that, I don't know if he's from Iran, but a foreign name like that.
He's from Cincinnati, I believe.
Where's he from?
Cincinnati.
Well, where's his family originally from?
Kentucky.
India.
No.
India.
India?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was down there. Trump was in Cincinnati yesterday. I saw a picture of Ramaswamy with Trump.
Well, he's not getting good reviews everywhere he's going. They're booing him and everything else. In Kentucky, that's what happened.
I don't know if they booed him in Cincinnati or not. They've had the Bengals down there for so long, I think they're probably worn out booing.
Yeah, booing for them.
Yeah, they're worn out. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. What was the category?
Name a reason people cry.
Name a reason people cry. We don't have any of them, do we?
Nope.
All five answers still on the board. Kiwanis pancake tickets hang in the balance today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A quagmire in Iran. How do you feel about it?
About Iran?
Yep.
I don't think we should have did it. I don't think we should be there at all. I don't think we should be dropping missiles. I guess we're not really there.
No, we're not there yet. But how long before boots on the ground? Go ahead, caller.
People cry when their elephant dies.
No death.
How about Iran? How are you feeling about that?
That is the past tense of run. I run, I ran. I ran so far away. My elephant died.
how, your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I wish my elephant had not died.
Well, I'm sorry to hear. Don't sell the tusks. It's illegal.
He has no tusks.
Are you sure?
He had a big trunk.
Did he?
A very big trunk.
Snuffleupagus.
It was good when we took trips.
Thank you. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Something that makes you cry.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a big one. 740-383-9944. Kiwanis pancake tickets hang in the balance. Do you think there's a lot of differing opinions about Iran?
Probably.
You think? Well, I don't know anymore. It's all starting to go one way, I think.
I think that there are really two probably differing opinions, I guess.
Well, how are you feeling about Vivek and Amy Acton? We're getting close.
Well, I still wouldn't vote for Vivek. Still haven't really been given any, like, what Amy Acton's going to do or how she's going to do it. It's been about the same. I'm going to have to just, I don't know, read her. I'm sure she's got issues listed on her website. But I don't know that she's got a how listed on the website.
What about Trump in Cincinnati yesterday?
I don't think it makes much of a difference, truth be told. I mean, Cincinnati's not really a Trump kind of a place.
You don't think?
No.
I don't know. When he shows up in certain areas, it gets a sort of a bump. The Trump bump.
It'll probably get it's good for Vivek, I'm sure. I just don't know as far as, like, in Cincinnati, I don't think it made much of a difference. But, I mean, as a whole, I'm sure that it makes Vivek look better to the people who were going to vote for Vivek.
It's kind of interesting. Things that make people cry. Does anybody have an answer? 740-383-9944. All right, let's go back to the phones here and see what we have. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I didn't get to hear the other answers. I had somebody stop by and distracted me.
No.
Did anybody say sad movies?
I don't believe so.
Well, movies is on the list.
Movies are on the list. We got it.
Okay.
Things that make people cry. And we'll be doing our drawing here very shortly. 740-383-9944.
Well, yeah.
Now, tonight,
we have a lot of entrants.
We do. And when you pick up your tickets, pick them up tonight about 7 o'clock. We'll send somebody to the door at 7 o'clock tonight to get you your tickets. Go ahead, caller.
How about pain?
Pain.
Yes, yeah, pain is on the list.
Pain is on the list. Thank you.
Yep.
Pain is on the list, as it should be.
I would think so.
Things that make you cry. 740-383-9944. 28 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. I always like a Getaway Friday.
I agree. They're nice.
And tonight, are you going to oversleep?
I don't think so.
Well, you did last week.
I did last week.
Thank God. Pastor Craig was listening. It got to be like 7, 7:15, 7:30, 7:45, 8 o'clock. I thought, ooh, this is getting a little dippy. Go ahead, caller.
Income tax.
No taxes.
No taxes. No taxes on the list today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We've got tickets for Kiwanis Day. Tomorrow, by the way.
That's short turnover.
Well, you know, it's a big event. 67th annual. Been going on for 67 years. How about that?
That's a long time.
You know, I ran into Phyllis Shirk yesterday. I think I might have a lemon pie coming my way.
Well, that's good.
Oh, boy. I can't wait for that. That's delicious. Delicious. Go ahead, caller.
Payday.
Payday.
No payday.
No pay. I don't think I'd cry on payday, would you?
You might, like, again, like tears of joy kind of thing.
Tears of joy.
I like money. Money's pretty good.
See, tears of joy. I don't know about tears of joy.
I don't know. I mean, you'd have to pay me a lot of money, I guess. I mean, I get paid. I get paid every week. It's not like I'm crying, but...
Do you think that tears of joy are a real thing?
Oh, yeah.
I don't. Yeah. What would make you have tears of joy?
Your loved one was deployed to I don't know, somewhere in the Middle East, and they were fighting for, I don't know how long you serve a tour, and then they come back, and I'm sure you're going to give them a big old embrace and cry.
Well, why are you crying?
Because you missed them.
You're upset. That's not tears of joy.
It's tears of joy. You're happy
to
come
back. Go
ahead,
caller.
How about a wedding?
A wedding!
No wedding.
No wedding.
Okay.
I'd be crying at a wedding. Oh, my God. I cry at every wedding. I'd be darn right hysterical if it was my wedding. And it would not be tears of joy, I'll tell you that.
Terrifying.
Good Lord.
I think these are rather general.
Okay, things that make you cry. 740-383-9944. So you'll be here tonight at 7 o'clock to hand these tickets out, right?
At 7?
7.
Huh?
7:15. Go ahead, caller. That'll make sure you're here for the show. Go ahead, caller.
About divorce.
Divorce.
No.
Well,
divorce.
People are happy on that day.
Well, it depends on who.
50-50. Half of the relationship is happy.
What? What? What?
It depends on if you wanted the divorce or you didn't want the divorce.
Who doesn't want to be rid of the dead weight?
Oh, yeah. I would, you know, jump for joy, but.
You don't think everybody's jumping for joy?
It doesn't make no difference. I'm 64, maybe one of these days.
There's always time.
Yep.
It's never too late. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that make you cry is the category. Kiwanis pancake tickets hang in the balance.
Those are good stuff.
A lot of food tomorrow morning. A lot of food. They're heavy pancakes, too.
Yes, they are.
Heavy, heavy pancakes, but a lot of juice. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Paternity test.
No paternity test.
No paternity test here today. 32 minutes past the hour. Kiwanis pancake tickets still hang in the balance. 740-383-9944. Things that make you cry. Things that make you cry. That's what we want to know.
Name a reason people cry, yes.
What? Well, I don't know. Why do you cry?
I don't know.
Onions?
Yes, onions make me cry. That is true.
Go ahead, caller.
Instead of hitting the nail, you hit your thumb with a hammer.
No
hitting your thumb with a hammer. Bet that would hurt. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have a guess?
I think.
What
that
is it?
It's there. I think people are being too specific.
Yeah, those seem all pretty easy things.
Very general.
General. Be more general in your answers, I guess. 740-383-9944. Things that make you cry. All right, go ahead, caller.
Getting caught in a zipper.
I don't think that's... No, getting caught in the zipper is not on the list.
Well, trust me, it'll make you cry.
Oh, it's... Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Well, there you go. I've never had that problem.
I have. Yes.
Whoa, you've had that problem?
Yeah, before, yes.
Oh, God. Go ahead, caller.
Because you're sad?
Yes, sad.
Sad. You got it. Thank you. All right. Pure Marion. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Things that make you cry. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
How about your child leaving home or going to college?
Oh, no children leaving.
No children leaving. Again, a little more general on the answers. A little more. Broaden them out.
I think it'd be peaceful after all your kids leave.
Well, we talked about that. Are you happy with your sister today or sad with her? Some days, it's all hunky-dory.
No, it's always the same.
No, it's not. Some days you're hunky-dory, and some days there's anger.
It's all right. It's fine. I like my sister.
Oh, here we go again.
Although, just it's
TikTok,
all,
TikTok.
All the things are in the past.
Bipolar. Go ahead, caller.
A car accident?
Car accident.
No car accident.
No car accident. So your bipolar is in check today.
I don't think I'm bipolar.
I think you are. Because sometimes you will say horrible stuff about her, and then sometimes, oh, I like her.
Well, like, all the horrible things I say were from, like, years ago.
I don't know if that's true.
I haven't seen her in
Go ahead, caller.
A speeding ticket?
Speeding ticket.
No speeding ticket.
No speeding ticket. See? She knows. She's heard you be bipolar about this.
I don't think, no, there's no
Everybody's
bipolar.
Heard it. You got a microphone in front of your face. You tore that woman to shreds before, and I said, why so hard on your sister?
No, it was all, it's all, like, you know, been years ago.
Go ahead, caller.
Funeral?
No funeral.
No funeral. Depends on whose funeral it is. Some people, sayonara.
We'll have that from time to
so
time.
So you don't feel you got a bipolarness about this. Go ahead, caller.
No.
How about allergies?
No allergies.
Have you felt Matt has been bipolar on his sister?
No. I've never really heard him talk about it.
Oh, I'll get the tapes. I'll get the tapes out.
Well, if he had my sister, he'd probably really cry.
Oh, no. What, you already took a number. You took some pot shots at your mother. Now you're going to hit the sister?
Well, just wait until it hits the brothers.
Oh, no. Well, what's wrong with the sister?
They're not worth a shit.
Is she still with us?
Oh, yeah, she's a baby out of the family.
Oh, well, how's she doing?
Pretty good.
Do you talk to...
I don't see her very often.
When she comes over, what happens?
Well, she don't come over anymore.
Did you have a falling out?
I guess. I don't know.
Do you talk on the phone?
No.
So it's all in the past.
I don't know what's wrong with all of them. I got two brothers and a sister. Well, basically what it is, you know, I don't get around very good the last few years. So I can't do anything for them. I'll tell you an example. What I did for my brother one day. I wanted a cell phone. I showed him the phone I wanted. It was $40. I gave him a $100 bill and told him to keep the change. So he ends up ordering me a cell phone off of Amazon, which I wanted one off the Walmart app, for $20. It wasn't the phone I wanted. And I told him, I said, just keep the damn phone and the money. So he ended up canceling that and ordered me the right phone, and he was madder than hell that he couldn't keep 80 instead of 60. He wasn't working at that time because he's so fucking lazy. I was trying to be nice to him. And well, he was all mad about it.
Well, it does sound like there's some family trauma there, I do have to say.
Well, if I can't be of use to him, you know, just like a few times when he wanted to go to the store with me, and he wanted to spend like $50 in food stamps and for me to give him the $50. It's always take advantage of you. Normally, if you buy food stamps, if you give them $50, you get to spend $100.
No.
I did that as a favor to him so he could have the money. And the three times I did it for him, it's the only three times he went to the store and carried it in for me. And when he carried it in for me, he put all the sacks and stuff in the refrigerator instead of putting a few things away, you know.
Now, did your mother like them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was the black sheep out of the family, but, you know, so now, that's how it goes.
But now
I didn't want nothing from my parents.
But it's because you bought your mother a Christmas gift that she did not like, right? Isn't that where it all stemmed?
I think it was a birthday gift.
Birthday gift.
Well,
nope.
That's not where it all stems, but that's just one of the reasons why I never bought presents again for her. You know,
now, what was the gift again you bought for your mother for her birthday?
It was a nice picture of a largemouth bass attacking a lure. Because the grandkids, I figured, they loved to go fishing. And she had a big mouth bass one time that flopped and donked. And they, you know, loved that.
So what did Mom say when you gave her this gift?
She really didn't say nothing. She was telling her brother that somehow she was unhappy with that gift. And, you know, my uncle, her brother, my uncle, you know, he said something. He said, that'd be something for your dinner or something. That wasn't a good gift. And hell with you. If you're going to go around complaining about your... I've gotten many gifts, you know, that I didn't care about. I've gotten gifts where I spend $50 on somebody, and they spend $10 on me.
So what did you say to Mom after this conversation?
I didn't say nothing to her.
Oh, so it was just...
She got the hint once I didn't buy her no more presents.
Oh, okay.
And when she wanted me to take birthday money out or anything, I said, no, thank you. And when I worked the pizza shop, you know, she'd say, oh, you know, take so much money out for your birthday. Nah, I don't need your money. I don't want your money. No, thank you.
Is that how you said it to her?
Well, no. I didn't probably say it like that. See, when I was 17, we went into business. And I didn't get paid a lot, but I lived at home, didn't have no expenses. So I had a nice car. Oh, you ought to be so grateful for what you got. You know, you had to listen to that kind of crap all your life. You know, I used to tell him, eventually I quit working for Dad, you know. I used to tell him, you ought to be grateful that you got a son that works with you in the capacity that I do.
And what did he say to that?
To make the business better.
And what did he say to that?
Dad and Mom didn't want to do things that make the business. I wanted a chain. I wanted to build it. No, they was comfortable with it being mom and pop. You know, Dad liked being around the employees, you know, so he could make himself look good and all that, you know. I just got sick and tired of it.
So you left the business?
Huh?
Did you leave the business?
Oh, yeah. I didn't work for Dad for 10 years. I did come back to work for him, but I didn't, you know, work for him for 10 years.
When you came back to him, how did that go?
Yeah, I knew what I was getting into, so, you know, it went okay, I guess.
Every family, like Matt's got his bipolarness with his family. Everybody's got their family things.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right, see, there you go. See, you're not unlike the common folk.
I don't think I'm bipolar towards the group there.
You are, but that's okay. You said that people who listen don't like the way that you represent.
Oh, well, but womp womp, cry about it. I don't know what to tell you.
Go ahead, caller.
Losing a job.
Losing a job.
No losing a job.
No losing a job. All right. Well, right back into it. 740-383-9944. Things that make you cry. Holy moly. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Father Scott, you forgot and you left the microphone live on the confessional.
I thought it was good. Now, see, that's good radio. You ever buy anybody a gift they didn't like?
Well, that last confession brought me to tears.
Well, there you go. It's not on the list, but that's good.
Oh, pure Marion.
Pure. Well, I think that's good, though. Don't you think, well, if you were a mother, would you like a picture of a largemouth bass?
depends on who's holding it.
I don't know. I can see why Mom might have been upset about that.
Well, you know, it's not the gift, it's the thought that's supposed to count.
Well, I don't think Mom said anything in person. I think she was talking with her brother and kind of vented.
Well, hey, you know, sometimes we can all be such idiots.
Well, I don't know. I can understand. I don't know. If somebody got me a big picture of a fish...
I think you need to have some evening, maybe even a Friday evening, 1 hour devoted to Father Scott's confessional.
Well, I think we'll get it off people's chest.
Well, just do it. Specifically, one day of the week at a specific time to draw a bigger audience and see how soon it grows into 2 hours, then three, etc. But the stories that people tell are just amazing.
They're priceless because they're true.
They are priceless.
Yes.
And you know something? There's a life lesson to them.
Don't buy a picture of a fish as a gift.
Just buy the one that is motion activated and talks.
It's entertaining. Thank you. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. How would you feel about the fish picture?
I like fish.
No, if you were the mother.
I probably would have taken it. Just been like,
well, she took it. I think she took it.
I would have just been like, oh, thank you. And then, you know.
Go ahead, caller.
No more presents for you. And I hope you get sick on that lemon pie.
No! Listen, I'm just saying I can understand why somebody might not like a picture of a fish.
Well, what else is I going to buy her? She's got everything she wanted.
Well, haven't you ever got a gift you didn't like?
Yes, and I never complained about it.
I agree, you shouldn't complain.
I've got many gifts I didn't like.
I think your uncle is the real problem person in this story, because she was talking to her brother complaining. He shouldn't have went to you with that complaint.
No. No, that's true, too. But
right. I don't think Mom was really at fault here, because she didn't voice her distaste in person.
I don't think the uncle ever should have gotten the fact that she didn't like the gift. I think she should have just taken the gift, been like, oh, thank you, and then just kept it at that.
Well, that's the way he was. He, you know, he was, his wife, my Aunt Joanne, she used to have to get on him a lot of times because he was uppity.
He thought
he was better than other people. And she, you know, would get on him, tell him how it is sometimes. She was a Menasie. Her parents had a Menasie store.
Related to Joe.
Yep, related to Joe Menasie, Nick Menasie, had the pizza shop.
And Martha.
Martha Dallas, yep.
So you knew Martha well?
No, not really well. We didn't see each other that much.
Did Martha come in and get a pizza?
Huh?
Did Martha ever come in and get a pizza?
I know Joe Menasie did, but I don't remember Martha ever coming in and getting a pizza.
Do you remember, I don't want to speak, because you know Joe's been gone for several years now, but do you ever remember what was a little different about Joe?
No, what?
His physical appearance.
Well, he didn't look that different to me.
No, he's a nice man. I'm just saying he had something that is really not in vogue anymore.
I don't know. What is it?
Well, I don't want to give it away because people might not have known. Well, he's dead. I understand he's dead, but he's got kids.
Well, yeah. One of his boys used to come and get pizza, too.
Well, but you don't have any good memories of Martha coming in singing or dancing or wearing a boa or something?
No. She never was like that when I was around her.
Oh, Martha was...
You know, family get-togethers and funerals.
Was she calm?
I guess. I didn't actually talk to her that much, but I, you know.
You know, Martha Dowse, one time, she was not a lady of the technical nature. She didn't know how to work, you know, like machines and things like that. And one time, she wrote a song called the Martha Dowse Song?
Yeah, I think I've heard about that. I don't remember how it goes.
Well, she wrote this song and then sang it. And I recorded it for her one time, Martha Dowse singing the Martha Dowse Song, and I made her a CD of it. And she put that in her car, and she used to go down the street with the windows open, blaring that CD, and she never, it was just over and over and over. Look, here it is. Here's the CD I made for her, Martha Dowse singing the Martha Dowse Song. A real treat here on WGH Talk. If you haven't heard this, you haven't heard anything.
We are the kids from Martha Dowse. You hear so much about the people stop and stare at us whenever we go out. We're noted for our dancing and the many things we do. Most everybody likes us and we hope you like us too. I do. As we go dancing and the music starts to play, hooray, rah! You can see us dancing. Martha Dowse is here to stay. Hooray, rah!
Can you imagine Martha driving down the street with that? I think we lost our caller. But you just saw Martha. She was a different looking type of lady, huh?
Well, I've seen her in some of the clips and whatnot.
Wonderful lady. 740-383-994. That woman was a classic.
Never met her.
No, she's no. You'd have remembered it. She could remember everybody's name. She had a thing. She told me about it one time how she remembered everybody's name.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, she was good. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say. You can confess whatever. Yep, one of our listeners has it out here. Go ahead, caller.
How can I get a copy of that song so I can play that while I ride my elephants and tiger hunt?
I'll tell you what, it used to be blaring down the streets of Marion.
Oh, I would love to play that while I'm riding. I think my elephants would really love to hear that noise.
I bet that's true. Thank you. The pizza shop that is being talked about here this morning, Domini's Pizza, I believe, was the pizza shop. And, yes, Mary, you have it right about Joe Manasi.
I'm blind. I can't read it.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't think that's in vogue anymore, but, you know, that's the way it goes. What's the category? Where are we at here? We played the Martha Dowse song.
Name a reason people cry.
Name a reason people cry.
There are two answers left, and they're both rather general.
All right, general answers. Wow, it is windy out there. I can hear the wind just whipping. 740-383-9944. We're going to give away the pancake tickets here in about 6 minutes. 740-383-9944. All righty. Okay. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Money problems?
No money problems.
No money problems. Alrighty. If you buy somebody a big picture of a fish, you can have money problems. Go ahead, caller.
Did you have fear?
Fear.
No fear.
No fear. Alright. We're going to draw here in just a couple minutes. Here on WGH Talk. What a day it's been. Friday the 13th for sure. You know, hearing the late Martha Dowse just brings a tear to my eye.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yes. It's hard to believe she's been gone now for about 5-6 years.
Yeah, that's a while.
You could hear her coming. She had a whole thing going on.
Well, that's good. You know, you gotta have something like that. You know, I mean, that's why people know who she is.
Did you saw her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she knew how to dress, didn't she? She went out that way too. Go ahead, caller.
When your team loses.
No team losing.
No team losing today on the program. Now, remember tonight when we draw these tickets, we're going to draw them today. You can pick these up tonight at 7:15. Matt will meet you at the door tonight at 7:15 with your tickets.
I usually don't leave my house until 7:30.
Well, tonight you'll have to come early. Oh, yeah, it's pancake day. Pancake day.
Tomorrow.
Right, so they got to get their tickets tonight. So 7:15, be at the front door of this building tonight, and you'll get two passes to Pancake Day. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Go ahead, caller.
A sad song?
A no sad song.
No sad song. Didn't Chad Clark write a song called Sad Song?
I think it's called, yeah, Sad Songs.
Sad Songs, Sad Song. Things That Make You Cry, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how about listening to WWGH?
That's the happiest time of your day, isn't it?
Oh, that make you cry. Oh.
Did you love hearing your Aunt Martha there?
Do what?
Did you like hearing your Aunt Martha?
Oh, yeah.
Did it put you back in good times?
Well, I didn't know her that well. I mean...
Did she ever sing that song at a family occasion?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, she loved to sing that song.
I didn't.
Can you see her driving down Bell Fountain Avenue in her white car, blaring that out the windows?
Well, she was eccentric, I guess.
she was eccentric, and I think she'd own up to it.
She's probably smiling up wherever. So-called heaven or something.
No, not...
heaven's got to be so many light years away. I mean... It's got to be way up there. We can't even see it with our best telescopes we have.
Did you listen to Glenn Coble yesterday? He was on the station from 10 to 11.
No, I didn't. Listen, I have so much trouble with my legs hurting me. It's hard to get to sleep. And, it's hit or miss before I, get to listen to your station. I had to really... I stay up sometimes for a day and a half or 2 days before I can sleep.
Yeah, no, or Linda was out yesterday, so Glenn sat in for her.
Now, last I heard of Glenn, he was on Linda's show, and he was saying he's now a Christian. You ever asked him about that?
Oh, no, I didn't know about that.
No.
He converted.
Well, he said he's a Christian on her show, unless he just trying to make... It looked good on her show, but, before I thought he was an atheist like me, but...
Well, when he comes in next time, we'll have to toss that at him.
Yeah, hopefully Pastor Craig's doing good, because I said a prayer for him, so I thought to cure him.
Did you hear the Iran conversation last Friday night on Matt's show with he and Matt?
Yeah.
What'd you make of that?
Matt's show, too.
You called into his show?
Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that part. What did you make of that conversation?
I think he's got some screws loose in his head, but...
That's not nice to say about Matt.
He praises Donald Trump and all the time. And for what Donald Trump does to people, taking their health care away, being a racist and talking to women that way and molesting women... How can a preacher think that he's the best thing since sliced bread?
I don't know. One of those questions. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
We'll be on. sometimes you just got to get out of the way. All right, let's draw some winners here. Pick a number.
I don't know, 12.
Now remember, you got to pick these up tonight at 7:15. The doors are locked here. It's a security building. But come around at 7:15 and Matt will give you the tickets tonight.
How many people are?
We got five winners here tonight. Or today. Four winners. All right. What's the number?
12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. John Heimlich is a winner. John Heimlich. John, 7:15 tonight out in front of this building. You got two tickets. Call and let us know you can get the tickets. 740-383-9944. John Heimlich. Who's our second winner?
22.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Trish! Trish, you're a winner. So tonight, at 7:15 out in front of this building. Matt will run out and give you two tickets. Let us know you can get the tickets. Give us a call. 740-383-9944. Okay, two more winners.
32. How many people are there? 23,
24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. We have Ryan. Is that right? Ryan?
I said 32.
I think that's right. Is Ryan? Hold on. Yes, Ryan. You are a winner. Ryan's got two tickets.
Okay.
Okay, excuse me. Ryan. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know. What was the last one? I don't even remember what I said. 35?
35. Okay. Mary. Mary is a winner. So, Mary, Ryan, John, Trish. Mary, Ryan, John, Trish. You are our winners. 7:15 tonight. Pull out in front of the building and Matt will run out and give you the tickets, right?
Maybe.
Do you know who the winners are?
Trish, Ryan,
Mary, and John.
John, okay.
And are you going to remember that tonight at 7:15?
Probably not.
Well, I hope so. I hope they're all out there at 7:15.
I need a piece of paper.
7:15. No, don't write on that.
What?
That's our game board. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott. Do I go in the building at 7:15 or stand out front?
Yeah, stand out front because the door will be locked, but Matt will be out there with the tickets.
Maybe.
He'll be out there.
Just stand on the front steps of that building then, right?
Yeah, just bring him a comb.
Bring him a what?
Bring him a comb. A hair comb.
Oh, okay, because he needs one.
He does need one. See you tonight.
He could probably use two combs.
Well, I don't know if he could get them through there, but yes.
Thank you. I'll see him out front tonight, Scott.
Sounds good. All right, Mary and Ryan and Trish, can you pick them up tonight at 7:15 before we run up here? Yeah, Mary. Yes, Mary will be here tonight. 7:15, so Mary's here. John will be here. Ryan and Trish. Ryan and Trish, can you be here tonight at 7:15 to get your tickets? Let me know quickly, or just show up tonight, I guess would be the best way to do it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See? You, too, can be a winner here on WGH Talk. And we'll be on tonight from 8:15 to 10, and then 10 to 11. All right. Well, we've heard from Mary. We've heard from John. Trish. Ryan, be here at 7:15 tonight, and I guess there'll be a whole conglomerate out there to get their tickets. Pancake, what's wrong with your hair? Thank God Judd's bringing a couple combs for you tonight.
I got a hairbrush.
Run them through both sides of that thing.
I got a hairbrush.
Ooh, Jimmy Hoffa will fall out of that thing. I bet he's hiding in there somewhere. All right, we're done for the day. We'll be back at 8:15 tonight. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
SAMHSA.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school